Malala Yousafzai, the youngest ever Nobel Peace Prize winner, has been awarded the World's Children's Prize. She spoke after being presented the award in Stockholm by Sweden's King Gustav and his wife, Queen Silvia.
I'm feeling really happy that this time children have selected a child to win this prize. It's for the first time, so it's amazing that now children are believing that children need to take a step and to go forward and to fight for their rights. It's no more the time that we should wait for someone else to come and speak for us, or it's no more the time that we should ask other people to come and to fight for our rights.
17-year-old Pakistani children's rights activist has decided to donate $50,000 to help rebuild United Nations schools in Gaza.
This money will totally go to the rebuilding of schools for children in Gaza. So I think it will definitely help those children to continue their education, to get quality education, and it will help them to continue their life and to know that people are supporting them and they are not alone. And I'm really happy that this funding will help in the rebuilding of 65 schools in Gaza.
Special UN schools were damaged during the 50-day conflict in July and August between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip. Nearly 2,200 Palestinians were killed. Almost a quarter of them were children. On the Israeli side, 73 people were killed, including one child. Malala, who survived being shot in the head by the Taliban in 2012, was jointly awarded the Nobel Peace Prize earlier in October alongside India's 60-year-old Kailash Satyarthi for their championing of children's rights. In Stockholm, Malala spoke about the power of children.
We should be together. And if we want to bring change, then we should be that change. So let's stand up together, let's fight for our rights, and let's make sure that every child gets quality education. And by the end, I would repeat that one book, one pen, one child, and one teacher can change the world. Thank you so much.
Earlier this month, Malala received the U.S. Liberty Medal and pledged her $100,000 award to education in her homeland, Pakistan.